Now let's head back to Ponderosa for more of the Breakfast Club this morning.
Thanks, Rob. We're here with Donald Gillespie and Trent Paxson, and right now we're going to do a rapid fire down through all the events at the fair, or the bigger events at the fair. So why don't you tell us, Donald, what are the big things that everybody will be looking out for?
Well, of course, tomorrow night, 17 bands come to Jay County for the band contest, the Lions Club Band Contest. So we invite everybody out to that. That's usually a very big night for us.
Uh-huh.
And Lions Club stand will be open, so come out, enjoy a Lion Burger, and grab you a soft drink, and enjoy the show. So it should be a very good show.
Good.
And that is starts at 7 o'clock.
I think, Jay County marches at 8th place or something like that? Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Then on Monday, go ahead, Trent, if you want to talk Monday. That's our opening day, of course.
Uh-huh.
On Monday, July 23rd, we have our Veterans Day. We recognize them. And so with the veterans, you can carload with a veteran, gets in free with an ID. And also that evening at the grandstand, a veteran and a guest of their choice gets into the grandstand free. That's the Machindo Truck and Tractor Pull that evening. In the Farmer's Building at 6 o'clock, we have Seth Cook singing.
Okay.
And Seth Cook, of course, is Cook and Bell's son. So.
Okay. Yeah.
He's very good. Played varsity basketball for the Yorktown Tigers this past year. Very good score, I understood. So Rob will know more about him. But very good singer, and he'll be there at 6 to 7. So I'm sure he would like you to attend that event.
Yep. Okay.
Tuesday is McDonald's Kids Day.
Mm-hmm.
10:30 is the pet parade. And that'll be in the Farmer's Building. There is no theme. If you enter a pet, I will present you with 5 ride tickets to be used on the Midway. So just entering the pet parade, you'll get 5 free ride tickets.
Wow. Can you take your pet on the ride?
No, I would prefer you not.
In 11 fact, o'clock, pets aren't allowed on Midway anyway, so.
Okay. 11 o'clock, Ronald McDonald will perform. 11:45, bicycles will be given away.
Mm-hmm.
And the bicycles are donated by TJ's this year and Portland Napa.
Okay.
And the J-Land Trotting Association. So we thank those sponsors for the bikes. Then we will have games out at the north parking lot at 12 noon. And they'll last to about 12:45. Scavenger mm-hmm. hunt around 12:45. Then the rides open on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. It's a discounted ride, so you have one less ticket per ride.
Okay.
And they'll be open till 6 for that event. The rides will be open after that, but it goes back to regular ticket pricing.
Okay.
That evening, in front of the grandstand, figure eight and the straw race. And the straw race is going to be limited to the first 10 teams this year.
Okay.
They up the money for that.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to enter your team into the straw race, you need to contact the secretary's office, 9616. We'll have somebody in the office from 9 to 5 today.
Okay. And then let's get through Wednesday, and we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and finish up the week.
But okay.
Wednesday, July 25th, is our Republican Day, Senior Citizens Day, and then we're going to have another Veterans Day on Wednesday as well. Again, carload free with a veteran's ID. And a significant other will be with a veteran to the grandstand free that day. That day is also our baby contest. And in the morning for our baby contest will be the babies that are 6 to 12 months old. That will start at 10 o'clock. Registration begins at 9. And in the afternoon, we have the baby contest. The babies are 12 months plus a day to 18 months. That begins at 1 o'clock with the registration beginning at 12. And then on 3 o'clock, we have the Jay County Hall of Fame. These are lifetime services. That will be in the Farmers Building, sponsored by the Cincinnati's League. 4 to 8 o'clock will be the Classic Car Cruise-In. We'll have that up in front of the grandstand. And then that evening, a couple special events that evening in front of the grandstand. We'll have Savannah Jack coming back to Jay County performing again. They're a great group to listen to, a young group of guys, and they do a fantastic job of energizing the crowd and good crowd entertainment. And this year, right before that starts, we're going to have a young man come and speak, Josh Belial. He is a speaker that's sponsored by works with the Colts football team. But really, this gentleman, he has an amazing story to tell. We saw him last year, just this past January, down at our convention. And this young gentleman was in the war and came back. And, in fact, when he was there, he lost both his legs while he was there. And the story that he tells on his recovery from all that and what he has accomplished since that time, it's just amazing. You wouldn't believe the positive attitude this young gentleman has and what he's been able to do. And so come to Savannah, Jack, but also come to hear Josh speak, and you'll be thoroughly have a good evening with both people being there. So,
okay. Well, let's go back and do news now. When we come back, we'll buzz through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and the final events of the
Bay. All right, Johnny Fair. Thank you.
And another event on Wednesday next week that didn't make the schedule there, which I know Trent knows about, but didn't mention because it's not on the schedules, that the Colts Traveling Museum will be at the fair from 5 to 7 on Wednesday evening. Again, the Indianapolis Colts Traveling Museum, a semi-truck that's loaded with all kinds of great things to see. That'll be 5 to 7 next Wednesday night at the fairgrounds.